guess in some way you must have felt like you've been in front of a Amtrak locomotive and a Greyhound bus at the same time.
It could have been worse. I could have, you know, better than feeling like I lost it. You know, he definitely he won it. Had no bogeys in 29 holes and 11 birdies. And never messing up, too, that was the thing.
You played a lot of golf, and you played some match play. I mean, you've probably never seen anything quite like that.
No, I don't know if very many people have seen anything like that. The first round, you know, he was really solid. Didn't really mess up, but he didn't have the 7 birdies or hit him to 4 feet on every hole. He just made a few putts. And
you know, 36-hole match, a lot of ebb and flow typically. So, you know, you got down a little early, and then you kind of fought your way back and got it to one. Mm-hmm. When you look back now, and you look at the 18th hole to end the morning round, where he almost holed it and you didn't get it up and down, is that a bigger point of the whole day than you would have thought at the time?
Probably. That was definitely, it would have been nice to get in at one. I would have had the momentum going to the next 18. But I don't know if it would have mattered the way he came out firing with 5 straight birdies.
You know, at that point, I mean, what do you do at that point? He just was phenomenal at that time, but do you just still kind of keep your head down and keep trying to get back and maybe sneak a hole here and get the confidence onto the back nine?
Yeah, that was the plan. You know, I figured after he birdied 1 and 2, I was like, all right, 3's a birdie hole. Maybe he pars or something, get one back, and just back to 3 up, you know, that it just – I just wasn't hitting the good shots I needed to, and he was hitting them really close, and that's really draining to your opponent when he's got a 2-footer for birdie.
Wind wasn't really a factor today. Was that something maybe that you would have really liked to have had?
The wind was I was hoping it was going to blow as hard as it could. It didn't, though, and I didn't think it was a big deal. I've been hitting the ball great all week, but there definitely wouldn't have been 11 birdies in 29 holes if there was wind. Definitely, this course, the defense to this course is definitely the wind. It's a fairly easy course if you can have no wind and you're hitting the ball good.
When you, it looked to me that maybe it wasn't the pinpoint game that you had earlier in the week, particularly with the putter.
Yeah.
The putter just didn't look like it. It was just a tad off.
Yeah.
A lot of burn on the edges or just barely missing. And
mm-hmm.
Is that kind of the way it felt?
Yeah, that's why I didn't hit the ball too terrible, but I wasn't making those 20-footers that I had been early in the week, but that would have been nice to make a 20-footer or 25-footer to really get it going, but they just couldn't fall.
And you're still 17 here, and first time getting to a big experience like this and getting all the way to the finals here, what's the biggest thing you're going to take away from this last full week here?
That I can make it to the finals, that I have the game and talent to be in the finals. I can't take anything other than that, really. He played good, and I didn't play terrible, but he just had his game, and I couldn't do anything about it.
At some point, you're just kind of shaking your head, too.
I mean, yeah, after a whole 7, I was really like, okay, you know, I can't do anything. And then 8 was, you know, as soon as that he hit it on the green, before I hit my pro shot, I called it. I told my dad he was going to make that. Just from the way he'd been hitting it. And
I guess the chip in just kind of epitomized the whole
thing. Yeah, it just made it. That's the story of the day. It was 11, the final hole.
He's 2 feet away from Death Valley.
Yeah, exactly.